Listen, child of God, this year, when darkness come upon families and values are all upside down and people don't care anymore, movies don't care about restrictions anymore, you will have light in your dwellings. Amen. Light means always, you know, you don't have to talk so much, amen? You can just say a word and there'll be light in the heart of your teenager. There'll be light in the heart of your boy. There'll be light in the heart of your daughter. Amen. Light means revelation. Light, the supernatural light. This is not natural light. I pray that this year you will experience the love of Christ like you have never experienced before. Because when you experience the love of Christ, you'll be at the right place at the right time. Okay? You with me so far? Before he prayed the prayer, you must understand one thing. Even before you pray for the kara, right time, right place, even before you pray for success and favor, God already arranged it.
My friend, nothing happens by chance. The Lord knows how to put you in the right place at the right time. In today's message, let Joseph Prince show you how you can rely on God's grace and be guided to the right moments for the breakthrough you've been waiting for. Want to find out more about how you can be led by the Holy Spirit to be in the right place at the right time? I invite you to request today's special resources for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website today. And now, here's Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, it's a privilege, a wonderful privilege to preach the gospel. Amen. And you have colleagues, you have relatives, family members, friends who are not safe. Friends, take it seriously. Amen. I mean, to buy a house or to save, to buy a car or, you know, the kind of thing. These are things that support your life, but what's more important is that don't let the people around you not know Jesus. Amen. The best way to love them is to give them Jesus. When Jesus comes to that person's life, I'll tell you this, the person will be so grateful to you. I remember my grandfather, when he had a heart condition, and it was really bad in the hospital, my mother was there. And he was like going up and down, up and down. Again, doctors do their very best. But there he was. He was like desperate for air. He had a heart condition and he went up and down, up and down. And he grabbed my mother and he was not clear, lucid in what he was saying. And he says, finally, two words escaped his mouth. And because they are pranakan, right, Baba people. My mother is Baba, Pranakan, straight Chinese. They speak a bit of Malay. Amen. She says, forgive gua. That's what you must call upon Jesus. My mom said, say forgive gua, forgive gua. Forgive me. Call upon Jesus. And she knew that all his life, you know, he would persecute Christians. He would just make fun of them. He refused. Even in his dying moments, he went up and down, up and down. And finally, he looked up to heaven. That was the first time my mother said, you can see almost a change. He looked up, like he saw something there. And he says, Jesus, forgive gua. And there's a peace that came to him. My grandmother, right, my mom's mom, was there. Wasn't a believer also. And from then on, he fell back to his pillow, fell into a deep sleep. And that week, he went back to be with Jesus. How many think the Lord is merciful? Right? Even the last moment, like the thief at the cross, he will come and save you. But pray, don't take their salvation for granted. The best thing you can give your children is Jesus. Wasn't too long after that, my grandmother got saved also. Because of what she saw, or what she saw happen, she received Jesus. So they are both right now jumping up and down heaven. All right? Young couple. Forever young, forever strong, forever healthy. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This year, we're going to see many salvations. Amen. Amen? You see, the theme of the year has got to do with God's plans and purposes in your life. So, this year, as we look at the Word of God, we'll see some insights into what God has for us this year. Praise the Lord. And sit back, watch this. The year, the Kairos year of right time, right place. Amen. Look at this. This is what's going to happen this year. The Lord is saying it's a Kairos year. It's a favorable year for all of us. Amen. All right, that doesn't mean the whole year is favorable. It just means that we are entering, God's people is entering, not the year itself. We are entering. When I say this kind of thing, people of the world say, okay, it's for all of us. It's not for all of us. It's for the people of God. Some people don't even bother to hear the message. Amen. It's for God's people. All right? It's not for people who don't believe that God speaks. That God even exists. Amen. Like the Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. So, it's true for God's people. Just like when God sent the plague to Egypt that represents the world. God's people are in Egypt. So how? For example, the swarm of flies. Now, the word flies is in italics. So the swarm there, some people say it's mosquitoes. A swarm of mosquitoes. Some say it's a fly that sucks blood. All right? Whatever it is, the word there is swarm. God sent a swarm across Egypt. But the Bible says, what happened? All right? In that day, I'll set apart the land of Goshen, where God's people, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord. Another plague is the cattle disease. So flies are around you. Amen? So God is saying this year, flies, by the way, are pictures of evil spirits. God is saying, I don't care what evil spirit or powers of darkness is near you. Amen? God will make a distinction. It will influence the people, and issue when they're influenced, they're very depressed. Amen? They're oppressed. But it will not happen to you. That's God's people. And then we come to cattle disease, all right, in Egypt. Their cattle came down with a disease and the cattle died. And this is referring to food, our drink, milk, and our meat, right? So whatever you eat this year, let me show you the verse first. And the Lord will make a difference between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt. So nothing shall die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. All that belongs to the people of God, right? Nothing will die. So there is a separation. So there are bad things happening to the world. Darkness is coming upon this earth. But let's believe God. Make sure, number one, you are a child of God. Amen. Know this, it happens to all of them, you know. Many of them are backslidden. Many of them are not flowing with Moses. Not all of them are perfect. I'm telling you, of course, none of them is perfect. None of them, what I'm saying is that it's like holy or whatever, amen. None of them could keep the Ten Commandments because it was not yet given. They just have to belong to God. Amen. And they are all God's people. Amen. For us, by spiritual birth, new birth. For them, physical birth. They're the people of God because they are the children of Israel. Okay, so nothing you eat or drink is going to affect you. Now, the third one is the hail. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. So hailstones will come down from the heavens, from the sky, upon Egypt. Hailstone destroys all their crops, destroys their houses, destroys, they'll be destroyed if they are outside. Right? But there's no hailstone in Goshen where the people of God lived. And Goshen in Hebrew means near. Then we have, so that's from the sky. So nothing surrounding you, nothing you eat and drink, nothing from up there coming down, amen, heavenward, whatever, will hurt you, will touch you this year. So drop down to the last one. Last one, of course, is the plague on the firstborn. But second last one is darkness, thick darkness. Moses stretched out his hand towards heaven and there was thick darkness. Thick darkness, you cannot see in front. You can't see your hand in front of you. All right? But the Bible says, they did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. All the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Amen. So, think about it. It was such a darkness that the Egyptians who knew how to, strike a flint together. In those days, they don't have matches. They strike flints together, amen, and get light. Of course, they know how to burn it. Of course. But no flint could give them light. So this light from in the Israeli houses is supernatural. Because if it's not supernatural, the Egyptians would find recourse to it as well. It was supernatural. Listen, child of God, this year, when darkness come upon families and values are all upside down and people don't care anymore, movies don't care about restrictions anymore, they don't care about, you know, whether your child is too young. I was watching an innocent YouTube program about a singer that my son likes, right? And his life story and all that. And he's famous among the younger ones and all that. And just an old song that was revived back. And all of a sudden, this guy used profanity. And I had to stop it because I look at my son and I said, I feel so sad because I thought it was an innocent kind of thing. And the guy used profanity. I lost all my respect for him. And I told Justin, that's a bad word. Don't use that word. It's a bad word. And people who lose control use that word. Amen? It's not people who are in control. It's not strong people that use that word. Weak people use that word. Amen. And so the world is like that, but we'll have light in our dwellings. Amen? We have light in our dwellings. I thank God that Justin didn't watch it by himself. Right time, right place. Father and son was there. So I was there to instruct. I was there to help. Amen? Praise the Lord. You will have light in your dwellings. Amen. Light means always, you know, you don't have to talk so much. Amen? You can just say a word and there'll be light in the heart of your teenager. There'll be light in the heart of your boy. There'll be light in the heart of your daughter. Amen. Light means revelation. Light, the supernatural light. This is not natural light, or else Egyptians will make that light as well happen in their dwelling place. This is going to happen. Amen. Amen. So, you see, the church is the bride. Do you know why God calls you the bride? The bride? Hello? Look at me. Because you are loved. You, in fact, one verse in Song of Songs, the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus looks at the church. And the church can be corporate and the church can be individual. He looks at the church and says, your eye, just one eye, one look from you, my heart is taken. He says, one look from you. I love that one. One look from you, you ravish my heart. One translation says, you ravish my heart. Do we really believe it that when we look to the Lord, his heart is ravished? Don't ask me why, but Pastor, I'm sure in his eyes I'm ugly. Don't you ever say that to him. He keep on calling you, oh my beloved, there is no spot in you. Amen. In the Song of Songs. It's so good. It's so good. It starts off with saying, chapter 1, verse 1 says, let him kiss me, the kisses of his mouth. Or verse 2, it says, let him kiss me. What is that? I want a personal experience of his love. I don't want to hear Pastor Prince's experience. I want to have my own. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Kiss me, close proximity, experience. Have you noticed that many of the right time, right place illustrations with Ruth meeting Boaz at the right time, at the right place, is all got to do with relationships? Wow. Finding your life partner, as well as Abraham's servant at the well to find a bride for Isaac. So the Lord puts you at the bride, and it's beautiful. There's a verse that says in Isaiah, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride. It's not like the husband rejoices over the wife. Now, we should maintain that bridal love all the way, right? But you see, why God didn't say as the husband rejoices over the wife? Because God knows mankind, the illustration doesn't say, oh, my wife, okay, now normal, la, I love her, la. She know I love her, she know I love him, la, you know, yeah. When was the last time you say, 10 years ago, la, but she know I know, la, you know? It is valid until it's revoked, la. But it's valid until now, la. Don't have to say every day one. Or why am I say every day? But bridal love is like you look at her. You can't wait to be alone. I'll let all this crowd go home, like you all hang around for what? Amen. Give your feet, you all give you a lot of food and all that. You all still hang around inside the bridal chamber. Hey, go home. Amen. Amen. It's the kind of love. It's like passion. There's the heart is beating. Your heart is ravished. And it says like this, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so the Lord your God rejoices over you. Amen. Oh, man. I pray that this year you will experience the love of Christ. Amen. Like you have never experienced before. Amen. Because when you experience the love of Christ, you'll be at the right place at the right time. Okay? You with me so far? Okay, so Song of Songs, the beloved, the bride is talking about her beloved, Jesus. All right, you are talking about Jesus. It can be applied individually as well as corporately as the church. We are all the bride of Christ. Amen? And you are beautiful in his eyes. He puts his comeliness on you and say, you are beautiful. And so the Lord spoke to me and said, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Could this be a reference to rapture this year? We don't know. But for sure, throughout this year, he's telling you, come up to a higher place. The air is better, fresher. Come up to where I am. Rise up, my love. Rise up from your depression. Rise up from your doldrums and your discouragement. Rise up to where I am. Okay, I'm going to show you how to rise up in the world. Okay, rise up, my love. He calls you my love. Amen. My fair one, that's my beautiful one. And come away, for lo, the winter is past. I love this poetry. Lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. So whatever it is, I believe is talking. I'm going to show you. You say, Pastor Prem, why are you saying that this refers to this year? I'll come to it. Be patient. Amen. I'm going to show you. He's talking to you about coming to a higher place. And he's telling you whatever winter you had, whatever seasons of bad days, dark days, he's telling you, lo, the winter is past. And only that, the rain is over and gone. And he goes on to say, the flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come. Hey, time, F and Kairos, here. The time of singing has come. The voice of the dove. Who is the dove? A symbol of? What is the dove a symbol of? The Holy Spirit. The voice. You are starting to hear his voice. The voice of the dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs. In the Hebrew, this is the only place it appears. Pag! There's a clue that this year is called Pag. And the only verse that has the word Pag in the entire Old Testament in Hebrew is this one, this portion. He's telling you, like Jesus cursed the fig tree because it wasn't the season for figs. But he is saying, the fig tree is putting forth pag. Amen. Which means what? The tree will be completely fruitful. What about my winter? What about my darkness? Those bad days? Lord, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers are blooming. It's a time of singing. Okay? The fig tree puts forth a green fig, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Rise up, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. Come away. Could it be also there's a little bit of, besides telling us to come to a higher place, to forget the past and be with him, could there be an allusion to the rapture? No one knows the day, nor the time, nor the hour. No one knows when the rapture will happen. But could it be an allusion there? I leave that with you. But for sure, it's telling us to go to a higher place. Can I have a good amen? Now, how do I go to a higher place, Pastor? Well, let's go to Genesis 24. Well, I'll close with this. Genesis 24 is about Jesus and the church. The Holy Spirit goes out to find a bride for Jesus, for the son, Abraham's son. And the first mention of Kara is here, Genesis 24. The servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed, for all his master's goods are in his hands. I feel like telling you real fast. Okay? I see a lot of nuggets. I must tell you one. Okay, no. Then I look at the time for a while. You know, then I'm a bit concerned for you all. But I'll tell you real fast, okay? Even like this, I get this revelation. Servant took 10 of his master's camels, 10 camels. But the next line says, all his master's goods, Abraham's prosperity and goods, were in his hand. But he only took 10 camels. But all his master's goods were in his hands. God takes 10 as a whole. For God, 10 is a whole. That's why we tithe. The world doesn't understand this. All right? They'll make fun of churches that do that kind of thing. Whatever it is. Even some Christians don't understand this. The 10, when you give the 10, you say, oh, we give God everything. No, no. God says the 10 is everything. So 10 represent all. Can you see that? And he made his camels kneel down outside the city by a well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. Notice the word women, plural. So women are supposed to be there. But you know the story? God stopped all the women for some reason. Only one woman came out. God's choice. So even before he prayed the prayer, you must understand one thing. Even before you pray for the kara, right time, right place, even before you pray for success and favor, God already arranged it. Because the Bible says before he finished talking, she appeared. That means she must have made a journey already before he was praying. This year, the Lord told me, many of you have experienced this. He told me many of you have experienced this. So when I say this, you all will understand what I'm saying. Many of you, before you call, he answers. Amen. Sometimes you say, I'm going to pray about this. Okay, I'm busy now. I'm going to pray about that. Then before you know it, answer came already. Wow. You didn't even have to pray. God says, you'll see more and more of this year. All right, Isaiah, the promise in Isaiah. It shall come to pass, yes, before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. So he prayed a prayer, this prayer. He said, oh Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me what? Success this day. And the word success here is the word kara, which is the same word as time and chance happen to them all. It's a successful happening. It is a favorable happening. Amen? Do you get it? It is orchestrated happening. And a divinely orchestrated happening. He prayed for success. He didn't even know he was being led to pray for right time, right place. All right? Because God already arranging the right time, right place. And show chesed, show kindness, chesed, to my master Abraham. That's the word grace in the Hebrew, chesed. So the first time, kara, the word kara appears, it is here. The first time, chesed appears, all right? The first time chesed appears, not here, but I'm getting ahead of myself. The first time chesed and kara appears together is here, which tells us that to be at the right place at the right time, you need God's grace. God's unearned, undeserved favor. Are you with me so far? Amen. Another thing, kara, right time, right place. I mean, logically, right time, right place gives you what? Success, right? Right? But then, later on, when he asks, see what happened after this? No, real quick, go back to the part, verse 21. And the man wondering at her remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. The first mention of prosperity, prosper, prosperous, is found here. Saliak. You know, Joshua 1:8, you make your way, saliak, prosperous. Amen. Psalms 1. The meditator on God's word, whatever he doeth shall prosper, saliak. But the first mention of saliak is here about Jesus and his church. And notice that saliak is a journey. Success is a journey. By the way, in the Greek version of this verse, Septuagint, it says, instead of saliak, the Hebrew, it says, yoadao. Yoadao is used in 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, yoadao, and be in health, even as your soul prospereth, yoadao. And yoadao is used, go back to the verse again, yoadao is used in this verse in Genesis 24, in the Greek. First mention. So the first mention is what? What's the meaning of yoadao? In the Greek, it says to grant a prosperous and expeditious journey. To prosper, be successful. Notice the very first mention is a prosperous journey. Amen. And go back to the first mention. The word journey is there. All right? He was wondering whether the Lord has made his journey. Wow. Prosperous or not. Friend, look up here. Look up here. Don't wait for an event to happen. Then you say, I'm prosperous. Yes, I made it. I achieved my goal. I'm a success. Goals and prosperity is not the destination. It is the journey. To God, if you learn to enjoy where you are, even times are tough, learn to enjoy where you are while you are going towards your destination, your goal and all that, that to God is success.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. Inspired to lay hold of God's promises for you after watching today's message? Request today's special Right Place, Right Time book and CD collection for a gift of any amount to the ministry. For a gift of $75 or more, we'll also send you 3 bonus resources that will build your faith. Live with confidence that God is directing your steps and positioning you for His best. His blessings, protection, and guidance are all yours to receive today. Call or text the number on your screen, or visit our website to request your copy now. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
If you are here, you've never received Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, pray this prayer with me from your heart. Confess Jesus as your Lord. Believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead. You shall be safe. Say, Heavenly Father, I confess Jesus Christ is my Lord, and He died on the cross for all my sins. The Father's beloved, Jesus Christ, is now my Lord and my Savior. And you raised Him from the dead. when I was declared by you righteous, not guilty. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, all the people said, amen.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Before we go, I just want to appreciate the people who make this possible. Grace Legacy Builders. It is your generosity and support that allows us to continue sending the gospel of grace all around the world for free. Because of your giving, people are experiencing freedom from years of wrong believing. I want you to know that you have personally made a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you and your family.
You can make a real difference by becoming a Grace Legacy Builder today. Together, we can reach more people with the life-changing gospel of grace. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to get started.
What if there was a better way to navigate some of life's biggest challenges? Introducing Grace Academy. Featuring brand new content from Joseph Prince, Grace Academy is a digital pastoring experience designed to help you navigate some of life's hardest questions.
I pray these resources will inspire and equip you to live confidently every day.
Get free access today. Text GA to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/GA. Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.